I'm a member of AAA. I've been a member for God knows how many years. I think when I first came up here from California in the late 70s, dear God, I could be one of the originals. In any case, I was reading the AAA newsletter the other day, and they got a writer named Douglas Scott, who we have got on the phone. Douglas, you wrote an article about the 10 haunted places around Washington State, and I want details.
Yes, I was very happy to get assigned an article that allowed me to write about Washington's ghost towns and desolate places around the state. And it was a good chance to kind of dive into these areas where we may not go to as much when we're traveling around.
Now, are these easy to access, or is there some hiking involved, or what?
So there are a lot of them that are drivable, but there are a few that do require a hike into them, such as Monte Cristo or Northern State, but there's a lot that are out in eastern Washington.
Okay, well, what about some of the ones around here?
The Triangle of Fire is a local one that's very great. That is just so fun to be able to wander around there in the daytime. It's absolutely beautiful, and then it sunsets. The Triangle of Fire is those old forts that guard the Puget Sound back at the turn of the 1900s. And walking around the barracks there, there's so many stories, and you can hear every sound, and it's amplified, and it's just perfectly spooky.
Ooh.
So it's really fun. Yeah.
So did you run into any spirits or anything, or just they're just abandoned places?
For those people that are in tune to kind of the unnerving, the spooky, and this different energy, we have so many haunted spots and so many unsettling areas because of the environment. We have these dark forests and these foggy days, and those allow our imagination to just run wild and give us a chance to entertain the, like, ifs and maybes and these unknowns. And I think I haven't had any personal experiences, but I know people that have at a lot of these places, and I think that's why shows like, you know, to date myself, back in the 90s, there was, you know, The X-Files, and a lot of it took place out in Washington.
We've been chatting with Douglas Scott from AAA Magazine, AAA.com. And Douglas, you wrote about the 10 haunted places around Washington State. The one that had my interest was Govan, because there was a judge and a murder.
Yeah, so this is one of those murders that, I mean, it's weird to have a celebrated murder, but this is one of those that really made the national news. A judge was murdered with an axe and his wife, and they were there, and it was considered the most brutal crime ever committed in the county.
Wow.
Everybody reporting to it was just horrified at what they saw there. And today you can drive by that and see the old house. It's off Highway 2 out by Grand Coulee, so it hasn't weathered with, you know, the rain and everything that we get on the west side. It's just slowly falling apart, and it's absolutely creepy and perfect and one of the more picturesque places. The dilapidated old schoolhouse, its steeple is like falling in on itself, and it's just it's a sight to see. It's hard not to think of the what could have been there.
All right, well, if you want to read about all 10 of the haunted places that Douglas Scott was writing about, I'll tell you what, we'll put that link on our KRKO Facebook page, and we'll get you to AAA.com. In the meantime, Douglas, did you have a favorite one?
I love Monte Cristo. Mm-hmm. It's one of those that I hiked it a lot. But Monte Cristo is close enough to town, you know, it's easy to get to in decent weather. But it's not haunted per se, but what I love about it is when you hike into an abandoned spot and there's no road there, and you see this town and you think of what could have been, it's easy to let your imagination just run absolutely wild, because it's not haunted by ghosts, but it's haunted by this like loss of hope and despair that was over the city as the last residents left. And it's a fascinating thing to sit and think about and ponder and realize that there are things that have happened in the spots that you're at all around the state that are good and bad. And when you get to one that has no one else there, it's easy to kind of feel that crushing defeat that, you know, people probably had. And I think that's the root to some of those scary moments.
Oh, I love me scary moments. Thank you, Douglas Scott from AAA.com. And I've got a link to his article of the 10 scary places around Washington State on our KRKO Facebook page, waiting for you.
He's dysfunctional
in a fun kind of way.
Tim Hunter on KRKO.